This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, City, we are choosing health, health as well every day. And right now on the show, we are joined by Sister Mazibugo from the MUT Campus Clinic. Welcome, Sister Mazibugo, on the show.
Ngiyabonga.
Love it. Sister, I'm trying to see what's cool about ETB. Yesterday, on 24 March, we were celebrating the International Tuberculosis Awareness Day. So if you can maybe take us through what is TB?
Okay, TB is one of the infectious diseases. Mm-hmm. It's in the air that we breathe. And unfortunately, somebody who is safe, or the only person that is safe from getting TB, is the one that doesn't breathe.
Oh.
As long as you breathe, you are prone to get TB.
Hectic.
Yes. So it's caused by the bacteria that is called Mycobacterium tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it affects the lungs, but it can affect any other part of the body. Could be your brain, your eye, your spine, your intestines, kidneys, whatever.
Mm.
The one that is inside your lungs, it's called pulmonary TB. The one that is outside, it's extra pulmonary TB outside. Mm-hmm. The lungs. So it can be active, it can be inactive. The one that is inactive, we call it latent TB.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if it's active, it's when you're sick.
Oh. From
TB. If it's inactive, you have the bacteria in you, but you are not sick from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just waiting for the time where your immune system is going to take a dive. Then it gets up, then it makes you sick.
Oh.
So, and that is why some people would say, incubation period, no, we don't have incubation period TB. It's just that it's there, but you are not sick from it. And most of us have TB. It's just that you are not sick from it.
Oh, really? How?
That is what I'm saying. It's in the air.
Oh.
So when your immunity system is low or it takes a dive for whatever reason, then it kickstarts. It makes you sick.
Oh, because I'm a social mzimba. Oh, okay. You can continue.
Oh, okay. In South Africa, in 2023, we had people, 270 people,
mm-hmm.
270,000 people that were infected with TB. And we had 56,000 that died from it.
Mm.
And if you look at that, it basically translates to about 153 people that died per day.
Mm.
And that is not what we need to be getting. Because TB can be prevented and TB can be cured.
Can be cured. Sister Mazibugo, if you maybe can share maybe some facts about how TB is transmitted and of course, and how it can be treated.
Okay. You can avoid or limit the TB infection, one, by make sure that when you are with a person or you suspect somebody has got TB, encourage that person that goes to the clinic,
mm-hmm.
gets tested, gets treated. If you see any, I'm going to talk about the signs. If you see any of those signs, then you go to the clinic as well. You get diagnosed, you get treated. So things that you can do at home, try and make sure that the room or the house that you're staying in is well ventilated.
Mm.
Two, if we can, avoid overcrowding. I know there are places where, for example, people are sitting, are staying in one-roomed house, and maybe 10 of them, and they have nowhere to go. But where possible, we try and limit that. Good sanitation, basically, a cleanliness. Excuse me. Make sure that you eat well-balanced diet so that amasosha komzimba atito. So that helps in a way. And if you know that you've got a disease that is compromising your immunity, things like diabetes, things like HIV, then at least be extra careful. Treat those. Let them be under control so that they don't really compromise your immunity.
Oh.
So in that way, you are able to. Because TB as well is one of the diseases that we say they're opportunistic infections.
Mm-hmm.
By that, I mean, it's the diseases that usually wait for your immune system, as I've indicated before, that it takes a dive, then they pop up.
They pop up, and they just take over. The TB is often referred as a silent killer, as you have mentioned. We go to lots of people that have died and get TB. Can you explain maybe why TB can be so difficult to diagnose and why symptoms listeners should be aware of?
Okay, TB, people that should be difficult to diagnose TB or from them is one, people that immune system will be so low that it's not able to fight off the germs that are encroaching, the foreign bodies that are encroaching the body, then it will be difficult. But there is, with developments and research that is happening, there is something that they call, it's basically the urine test. So even if from the sputum you cannot get that bacteria, from the urine it will indicate that there is TB here, and then you get treated. And secondly, it's the kids, because mostly kids cannot cough. Usually they will do the aspiration or they do the x-rays, but more often than not, the urine again is the best one that needs to do it. So that is still at the entry phase of management. So if you talk about how do you see TB or the signs and symptoms, you look at the cough. Usually we're saying it's cough that is 2 weeks and more. It's no longer like that. Any cough. Sometimes people will cough and then have blood coming out as they cough with their sputum. Some will be having excessive or drenched sweat at night. We are in South Africa, we're in KZN, it's hot, quite hot. Somebody is good, but I'm sweating, I don't have TB. But this is typical. The one that you make when you wake up, you are wet. You have to wake up and change your shirts. Or your sleeping things. Or the linen. Things like weight loss that is unplanned. Maybe you change a dress size or two, or if you can be technical, say maybe you lose about more than 10% of your weight that you did not plan to lose. Poor appetite, tiredness, chest pain, especially with cough. All those things you need to be looking at. And if you see any of those, go to your clinic, get checked. And if you know that you've got immunocompromised, make sure that you constantly check for TB. In fact, with ETB, it's said in one's lifetime, you've got a 10% chance of getting it. But with compromising diseases like HIV, you've got 10% annually, not just in the lifetime now. So that is how bad it is. But it is treatable. As long as you get diagnosed, you get treated.
I love the system, Mazibuko, because you also mentioned something that is so new to me. I guess maybe some of the people, the weight loss. And I was like, maybe it's like TB. The only signs, it's when I'm coughing, sneezing, but the weight loss and the sweating at night. Because most of the people, they always sweat at night. And when I say, like, so I bought to two lily, maybe it's like, I'm going to cause a TB, and I'm going to say severe cold. So let's just speak about about my effect, but how can we share some personal stories or examples that illustrate the TB impact in our communities and our families?
Personal story?
Yes. Maybe something inside you. Because yesterday I seen on TV there's this guy who said ubeni HIV then and I was like, oh, this thing is real, because I only knew what is TB. It's just a TB. It's just if you're sneezing, coughing, if we try to amalokuzan in medicine, how long do you take it?
Okay. With TB, it's usually it's about 6 months. You take it, but you take it up until you get discharged. You don't say, I've taken for 6 months, then I'm done.
No.
You wait until you are, because they have to test you to check if you're still infected or you've been cured, then you can be discharged. But there is just ordinary TB. There's MDR, which is multiple drug disease, TB. There's also extreme drug disease, resistant disease. It's all TB. So usually, if you did not take your medication correctly or you defaulted at the beginning with the primary TB, you are likely to develop that multiple drug resistant TB. The extreme drug resistant is quite rare, but it is there. Mm-hmm. So it's just the decrease of illness. It's important that you finish your treatment, because when if you don't finish the treatment, you risk the development of MDR, and you risk infecting others as well with MDR.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's say I was having medicine for quite 6 months, and angiqedanga maybe ngafika lapha ku 4 months ngabona sengingcono ngayiyeka kungase mhlawumbe ukuthi kunyuke kakhulu kube kuyi level severe, more severe mhlawumbe above MDR.
It's possible.
Global situation says kanjani?
You go back to the clinic. That mm-hmm. is where treatment, when you will get your treatment. Because even if you go private, they will send you to the governance stream.
Oh.
So that is where, because one thing we need to know, TB treatment is quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're on medical aid, it will just get exhausted very easily.
Oh.
So you need to be, and it is important that you get support. Disclose, I mean, to your immediate members of the family. Or address where, when you're at rest, that you are on treatment, because you need support. It's a long-term treatment. That 6 months is not a child's play. Mm. So sometimes you get treatment fatigue, and with that you stop. Whereas if you've got a cheerleader sort of, mm-hmm. like your dot support, it'd be able to say, okay, no, we're not yet home. Let's keep on going.
Last question, but not least, Sister Mazibugo. What can listeners do to protect themselves and their loved ones from TB? And are there any local resources or services that you would like to share with our audience?
For example, here at MUT campus, mm-hmm. we do screen for TB. Yeah, we don't have the treatment for it yet, mm-hmm. but we do screen. If there is a need or we see there are symptoms, we write to a referral letter, we refer to Prince Mshiyeni Hospital, where they will do the test and start you on treatment as soon as possible if there is a need to do that.
Oh.
So we are here, there's the clinic around us. There are quite a few resources, but first thing, come to the clinic, we'll assess you, do the screening. If you fit the profile, we'll refer you.
Mm.
So it is important that you do.
Love it. It's a health talk. If you just join us, this is the Hlanganani Media Show. You know, it's every Tuesday we always have the health talk with the healthcare professionals from the MUT clinic. Any maybe campaigns, upcoming campaigns we should look after?
As we've indicated before, the 24th is the global mm-hmm. TB day.
Yes.
So there's been that. So there is a message as well that was sent from the clinic
mm-hmm.
to alert people, to make people aware of TB. That's part of, because information is crucial.
True.
Without information, you will not know what to do.
Mm.
Whereas if you're well-informed, then it's up to you then. But you have the information that you need to act on.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what to do. So the theme that we're working on, in fact, it's a continuation of last year's theme, that yes, you and me can stop TB or can end TB. So we added this year that you commit, you invest, and you deliver.
Commit, invest, and deliver. Love it. And of course, please do practice hygiene every time, because to stay away from ETB, Sister Mazibugo ngivumela lapho, right? They need to make sure they hygiene always, even their room and the open windows, the maresi, njalonjal. If you feel something, want to know, I'm sweating, jalebsugu, no, just visit the campus clinic and maybe hlampe lapho uzuzo thola ukusizakala ngedini ethiza noma uzoyibona incane wena uthi I know it's just nje sifo hlampe edlula, I'm just sweating because kuyashisa. No, go and consult, maybe that is TB, usheshe wilaphe ingako want. Mazibugo, any last remarks?
Okay, I will encourage students and everyone that us encourage Jani to go to the clinic, to the relevant institution, wherever you are, to get treated. As I said, I lumi iyasizana. And leyo singathi singamstigmatize umuntu mangabe sibona or sesola something. Rather, asimsize. Sim encourage ukuthi ayofuna usizo. Because umsitimitizer ungamsizi uzoqhubeka infected or is going to infect her when.
That's Sister Mazibugo from the MUT clinic.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.